Welcome to Israel 18 News at 9 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. It's a mild morning across Israel. In Jerusalem, the temperatures are comfortable. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Haifa sees a few clouds gathering. A perfect day for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, according to Ynet, Iran's military has issued a warning that Israel should expect a harsh response if attacks in southern Lebanon continue. This comes from earlier reporting. Also, from Walla, the IDF confirms that its air force has destroyed a launcher used to fire rockets at Israeli forces. This happened earlier today. Also this hour, the Times of Israel reports that at the G7 summit, Egypt's President Sisi urged Israel to abandon plans to expand control of Gaza. This follows reports of the U.S. blocking a new IDF operation in the region. Separately, I-24 News reports that Iran launched drones toward the Strait of Hormuz overnight, despite a recent deal. This was just hours ago. And finally, JNS discusses the growing gap between Tehran's public promises and private plans, which raises questions about a new U.S.-Iran deal. This was coming in just a short time ago. Reaction has been swift on social media. I24N EWS English reports just minutes ago that Australia has lowered its travel advisory for several Middle Eastern countries, including Israel, following a new agreement between Washington and Tehran. The advice is now to reassess the need to travel. Ynet Global reports that Messi has outshone Mbappe and Haaland with a hat-trick in Argentina's World Cup opener. This update came from earlier today. From memory, a Lebanese activist, Imad Kumaiha, whose home was destroyed in southern Lebanon, expresses growing discontent with Iran among Shiites in Lebanon. This was posted just minutes ago. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Lebanon, Iran's warning follows continued Israeli airstrikes in the south. Tehran's rhetoric ties these events to ongoing regional tensions and the U.S.-Iran negotiations. The warnings heighten concerns of a broader conflict affecting the region. Turning to the IDF's actions, after intercepting multiple rockets from Hezbollah, Israeli forces targeted the launch site. According to Walla, this operation underscores the ongoing volatility in southern Lebanon. Civilians remain on high alert as the threat of escalation looms. Meanwhile, at the G7 summit, Egypt's President Sisi addressed Israel's intentions in Gaza. The Times of Israel highlights that U.S. intervention prevented a new IDF operation, reflecting international pressure on Israel's military decisions. The situation remains tense, with significant humanitarian implications for Gaza's residents. In the Strait of Hormuz, Iran's drone launches challenge recent diplomatic efforts. I-24 News reports that this act comes amid a backdrop of easing tensions through U.S.-Iran negotiations. The move could disrupt global oil supply routes, impacting economic stability. Finally, JNS raises concerns about Iran's dual approach to diplomacy. Despite public assurances, there are doubts about Tehran's intentions. This skepticism could affect future U.S.-Iran relations and regional security dynamics, with implications for peace efforts. On the economic front, first, Zero Networks anticipates changes in the labor market, according to CTEC. As companies seek workers with advanced skills, traditional career paths may evolve. This shift reflects generational value changes in workplace expectations. Separately, Globes reports that the Jusidman Foundation has donated 200 million nis for a new rehabilitation hospital in Tel Aviv. This significant contribution will support healthcare infrastructure in Israel. And finally, Walla Business details the arrest of a millionaire heir in Los Angeles who threatened a Chabad rabbi. This incident highlights tensions within the Jewish community abroad, with potential ramifications for relations with Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 10:00 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.